We are learning Masechet Zevachim Daf Gimel on Beis, and we are beginning halfway down the Amid, Rav Ashi Amar, middle of the Amid, Rav Ashi Amar. The Gemara is trying to answer a question that why by Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah, which is Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, which is one day of the year, Agav, it's a good question why the Gemara calls Shavuos Atzeres. The Torah never calls Shavuos Atzeres, it calls Shmini Atzeres Atzeres, never calls Yom Tov of Shavuos Atzeres. I in Kedushas Levi, beginning of Shavuos, that it says that Nishalti and I went to Litta, three Pshatim there, he explains why Shavuos is called Atzeres. But Akaponim, Ayin Sham, But the kasha was that Atzeres Rosh Hashanah also one day. Just like in Kippur is one day, we say the Shivas may have Frosha before, just like the Meluim is one day. So Atzeres and Rosh Hashanah also one day, the Yom Tovim. So Gemara had one teretz that by Yom Kippur it's your own carbon and Meluim is your own carbon, Mashen Kain, Rosh Hashanah and Shavuos. Rav Ashi has a different teretz. Gemara have a few more terutzim. Rav Ashi Omar, Donin Par Lechatos Va'ayel La'Oilo. Both the carbon of Aharon HaKohen and both by Meluim and Yom Kippur is par lechatas v'ayel oilo. Mashenkin lafuki Rosh Hashanah v'atzeres tavayo oilos denu. Mashenkin the carbonos Rosh Hashanah v'atzeres, there they're all oilos. They're not chatas. They're all oilos, and therefore we can't learn out one from another because they're different. Not the number of carbonos. The word is that there they are both oilos. That's another answer of Ashi's tarets. Ravina Amar. Donin avoyda v'kayin gadol, avoyda v'kayin gadol. A different teretz. Which 2 days had to be done exclusively at the kayin gadol? Yom Kippur, we know. Only a kayin gadol is allowed to do avoyda on Yom Kippur. And on the Meluim also, the Aharon HaKohen had to do the avoyda that day. So therefore, like Rashi says, Aharon had to do the avoyda. So we learn now two places where it was the din v'kayin gadol. Masha'enkein, the others, this doesn't have to be a Kohen Gadol. All the kashas, la avayda b'Kohen Gadol nenu. The avayda doesn't have to be a Kohen Gadol, and therefore, it is not a good dimyan. Therefore, we have to learn Yom Kippur from Meluim, and not other Yom Tovim from Meluim. V'ikad Amri, a different version of Ravina. V'ikad Amri, Om Ravina. Donin avayda t'chila, avayda t'chila. We learn at the first avayda from the first avayda. Lafuki hani, la t'chila nenu. The other ones are not the first avayda. Now, what does that mean, the first avayda? My tchila, what does it mean, the first avayda? Ilei ma tchila v'kayin gadol. If it means that just like Yom HaKippurim is the first avayda that a kayin gadol had to do, same thing, Meluim also the first avayda that a kayin gadol had to do. So then the shayla is, that's really like the first reason. That means these two things are daf kayin gadol. Ilei ma tchila v'kayin gadol, hainu kamaisa. That's like the first ravina that says these are two that daf kayin gadol. Ela, what does it mean? What does tchila mean? Both Yom Kippur and Meluim were the first in that place. Meluim was the first avoyda b'chlal in the Mishkan, and Yom Kippur was the first avoyda l'fnai v'lefnim. So therefore, they're both tchila l'makom, and therefore you learn from each other. Mashenka, all Yom Tov, we're in tchila. I can ask me, he's saying, Meluim, 7 days before Meluim, they already did the avoyda every single day. They put up the Mishkan, they put up every day. So Rashi asks the kasha. And Rashi says, interesting teretz. He says, "V'imishvil shashimish Moshe kol shivus me'amaluim. I Moshe worked in the Mishkan, did avoda for 7 days. In kuri avoda it's avodas kahanim. Shub levush bigdi kahuna v'shel Moshe becholuk lavan shloi hukshel losha." So Rashi's mashmas, since he wore cholk lavan, he wore the regular bigdi kahuna, so therefore it doesn't have the same din avoda. The mitzvah Esau in the back doesn't like this pshat because he says, Maisa, who cares what is wearing? Maisa is called Avoida. What?
Islamic.
Yeah, no, yeah, Maisa is not. The Maisa, he.
The
yeah, Chol Klavan was a robe. One Shmuel was a robe. It was a different. It wasn't even before we got there. So maybe that's the mitzvah Esau kasha. Is that doch? The Makomakim Kivich Hochshe Vekach, since it's kasha, do it have Avoida? That's the mitzvah Esau's kasha. Therefore, he answers different teretz. His Tosfos Bozar says that the Shivus Meluim was like a din bama. It wasn't a din mishkan. It's like a din bama, and therefore it's not. It's still called tchila l'makom. It's a big tumble here in the raid over here. What's called tchila l'makom? So Lamaisa was saying pshat is that it's the first time it's a din mishkan, or it's the first time it's a big dikuna. Akaponim, that's what it means tchila l'makom. Look at the Gemara Vayta. Ki also Rav Dimi Om Rav Yechidon Mas Dichado. When Rav Yechanan set up the drasha of Kasha also b'yemazeh lechaper, lasis lechaper, the pasuk of Kasha also b'yemazeh tziva Hashem lasis lechaper aleichem, he only made one drasha from it, and Rav Shimon Levi masli tarti. What does that mean? Rav Yechanan masli chado lasis lechaper elu ma'aseh kippurim. He does not learn out the parasha of Parah Aduma from his pasuk. He taishes lasis lechaper means what? Elu ma'aseh kippurim. That's Rabbi Yechanan's version. Rav Shimon Levi Masdi Tarti, he learned both. Lasos Elu Maisei Paro, Lechapa Elu Maisei Kippurim. Lasos teaches us Maisei Paro, Lechapa teaches Maisei Kippurim. We have to speak out that Lechairo, it says over here, Lasos Elu Maisei Paro. The Gemara came out before, if they only learned Afbe as well in Chazar a few times, the Gemara came out from Tziva Tziva. The Gemara came out from Zeresh Shava from Tziva Tziva, not from Lasos. So if you look at Beis and Beis, there's a long Tosfos. That Tosfos partly discusses this question, and he has different pshatim how to work it out. What's the drasha exactly? If it's a lasis or tziva tziva. Now the Gemara says Rav Yechon only darshins that you need shivas. You may have frosha by Yom Kippur, and Rav Yishuv Levi says Yom Kippur and Paraduma. Great thing, Marakasha. How could Rabbi Yechon Masti Chada? But not time to the Mishnah. Shivas Yom Kippurim. Shivas Yom Kippurim. There's a Mishnah. Our Mishnah says Shivas Yom Kippurim. And there's a Mishnah that says 7 days for Sereifas Haparo. So how could Rabbi Yechon argue on a Mishnah? And for the Gemara, Maila Ba'alma. It's only a Maila. The din of Sereifas Haparo is not learned out of the Pasuk. It's a Maila Ba'alma. Since we're going to be Matama him, Kulo, Matama him, make him a Tul Yoim. So therefore we did a lot of Mailas. We made Kli Glom, Kli Avonim, and we also perish him 7 days. But Yom Kippur Mashenkin is din de Raisa, or din from a smachta from a pasuk, that you have to learn out, that you have to be perish Shivas 7 days. So Akaponim, what does Rav Yechon do with Parah? It's a mile about. Frank Dimor, Omra, of a stereo, I ask you a stereo in Rav Yechon himself. Omra, Rav Yemi, Bar, Chalki, Omra, Vachasir, Idi, Omra, Rav Yechon, Kasha, Os, Vyem, Azat, Siva, Shem, Lasais, Lachapa, Aleichem, Laasois, Elu, Maisi, Parah. Laasois, come teach us the Maisi, Parah needs 7 days before Lachapa, Elu, Maisi, Mekburim. And so you see, it's a stereo of Rabbi Yechon. And for the Gemara, he the Rabbi. That Rabbi Yechon is the same as Rabbi. He also Rav and Rabbi Yechon, Mishim Rabbi Yishmael. He says the same Rabbi Yishmael as Rabbi. La says Elu Maisi Paro, Lechapa Elu Maisi Yem Kippurim. Lechapa is Maisi Paro, and La says Maisi Paro, Lechapa Maisi Kippurim. That's his Rabbi, Mishim Rabbi Yishmael. But Rabbi Yechon himself holds only Yom Kippur. So upon him, what you do see from Rabbi Yechon is, and you see that from Shimon Levi also, that they learn out Yom Kippurim's Prisha from the Pasuk of Lasis Lechaper. Only a Shlokos Rabbi Yechon. Mehechuk Yalfus Lo. You learn out where? You learn out Yom Kippur, the Dim Shivas Mea Frosha, we learn out from Meluim. If you're thinking, Mari, my Meluim called Kosva Makavem, we'll see later on in the Gemara, on tomorrow's daf, and tomorrow's daf, that Meluim call a cost of behem akavem. Anything it says in the parish of Meluim is ma'akiv. So I've hachanami, so it's coming out, if you kippur learned on Meluim, call a cost of behem akiv. Everything there should be ma'akiv. So pre-show should be a ikuva in avodah shem kippurim. V'chitei ma'achinami, so you tell me, it's true, it's taka ma'akiv. But now we learned in the Mishnah, maskinu lo'kayin achar, that we prepare another kayin, just in case he becomes tamei or dies, whatever happens, prepare another kayin. Like Tani Mafrishim, don't say you do Afrosha. If Afrosha is Ma'akiv, if you learn from Meluim, it's Ma'akiv. If you learn from Meluim, here it's Ma'akiv also. If it's Ma'akiv, what do you do with this extra kayin gadol? Maybe you'll say maskinim means Mafrishim. That also means you're also Mafrishim. List the either you do maskinim or you do Mafrishim. This is a change of the Losh and not Karchach. It's not like that. So, Mishloka says to Kasha Rabbi Yechanan that if you hold learn from Luim, it's Ma'akiv. Rabbi Yechanan does not answer this question. So what does Rabbi Yechanan do to this question? So there's two Mahalakim in the Rishonim. The main Mahalakim in the Rishonim is that the Rabbi Yechanan holds not a Kasha. A lot of times the Melamed is Ma'akiv and the Nilmaid is not Ma'akiv. A lot of times you find Shatel like that, they bring Rayas, Malika, and Akhtara. You have Melamed, which is Meluim, which is Ma'akiv, and the Nilmaid is not Ma'akiv. So you had a lot of time. So his Teretz is Kasha, you're right, it's not Ma'akiv. I learned that, it's not so Shver. That's one teretz, but the Sfasem and Rima and Lanil both learn that Echanan Pir Rabbi Yechanan, the coin was who you has to be mafresh also, needs afresh also. Because it is ma'akiv taka. That's a big chiddush from Rima and Lanil, and the Sfasem is later on Dal and Beis. The Ramah Itzma also learns like that. That a fi Rabbi Yechanan's taka ma'akiv. Omalei. So Rabbi Yechanan tells the Shlokas, okay, so you don't want to learn from Kohen Gadol, so because he has this big kasha. Elamar meichkel yafle. Where do you know from? Where do you know from that you have to be perished 7 days? So he answers, someone have a gear, so Amalei, Messinai. I learned that from Sinai. The Chassidus says in the Pasuk by Sinai, by Yishkoin Kvod Hashem al Har Sinai, by Chaseo Alon Shesh Yomim, and they're learning this Pasuk, and Rav Shlokh is learning this Pasuk going on after Matan Torah. It says that the Kvod Hashem was on Har Sinai for 6 days, by Yikro al Moish of Yom HaShvi, and Hashem called Moish of Yom HaShvi to come up to Shemayim. Mechdi, Ksiv, Yikra, Moshe B'Yom HaShvi, says the seventh day. Why? My Sheish Yom, and Tosfos learns that the extra, what's the extra words? Why do you say 6 days? We know it's Yom HaShvi. Zebonaav, Shkola, Nichnas, B'Makna Shechina, anyone goes into Makna Shechina, Tonim Prisha Shisha, needs a 6 day Prisha. So that's what we learn out from Sinai. Freit the Gemara, Vanan Shiva Tanan, it's a 7 days. And for the Gemara, Mehizim Seri, the Chai is Tumas Beisai. Yerim Seri is a new reason why we parry 7 days. Not because of Xeris Akasa, because we're worried about Tumah. That means if he's with his wife and his wife is a Tumah Nida, the halacha is he becomes a Nida for 7 days. So if he wasn't parry 7 days before, maybe Chas Shalom would be with his wife while she's a Nida, which is Avera anyway, but then he'll become a Tumah Nida. And then he'll be Tummy 7 days. So in order to facilitate, he's not Tummy 7 days, we're parish him for 7 days. So what's Mara's Tarets is? That's 7 days. So it comes as, what do you need a Lima from Sinai then? Zok, the Taitz of Shalom, last Taitz of Shalom, give him on base, says, L'kach olam esifin shvi al shisha d'araisa. Zok, Taitz of Shalom, the 6 days are d'araisa. The seventh day is the Rabbanon, not the Ben Beseir. So here is Lakash, 6 days is d'araisa, 7 days is d'Rabbanon. It's Bashman Taitz of Shalom, according to Rabbi Yechron, the whole 7 days is d'araisa. The whole 7 days derisa. Incidentally, there's a Tosfos in Avdal who says that the whole din 7 days is only a smachta. But upon him, we're coming out here. Shlok Zorim Sinai 7 days, the seventh day is the rabbanon. The first 6 days is derisa. According to Yechonon, all 7 days are derisa. And Hashem will continue to machlokes Yechonon Shlokes tomorrow's daf.